for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Two out of the last 3 years, the Guardians have made the postseason. Correct. Did I give them more time than they deserve? I thought I gave them a lot of time. I started the show this morning, and I want to get to your diabolical question here in a second. I want to ask Daryl about that question coming up at 8:22 and Matt Derry coming up at 9:22 this morning, where, Anthony, I've held it in, and I've tried to make, and you guys can call me out on it. I've tried to make excuses for them. I mean, now they're two games under 500. They look listless. They've had the vaunted players-only meeting that went nowhere. I think Stephen Vogt missed a golden opportunity, and I wish I would have been harder on him on Friday morning the way that Owen was, because I think that he had a hell of a point with being as angry as he was over that, or on Thursday morning, I should say. I don't think this team is going anywhere now. And I think I've missed the opportunity to be ahead of it. But at the same time, I go, well, you know, you look over the last 20 years, I've heard the same gripes and they've been able to turn it around and get going. So I think I gave them a little bit more time than I think a lot of people think they deserve. But I think they deserved a little bit more time.
Well, I did think they, and I guess I'm wrong. I mean, I'm officially wrong on this. I did give them the benefit of the doubt. Because I think they were the one team in town that had definitely earned it, based on just their success over the years and their playoff berths and, you know, the amount of times that they've just had this entire city going nuts, you know, come playoff time. And unfortunately, this following last year, I think that's part of it too. In a way, they're the victim of their own success following last year's ALCS run. To come back and, you know, look, people were irate about the payroll situation coming in. I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I was wrong. So, yeah, I mean, we're late to the party. There have been a lot of people in our mentions, a lot of callers that have been on this for a long time. And I just said, I think it's kind of ridiculous to go after them as if there's some joke of a franchise. Like, we in Cleveland know what a joke looks like more than most cities. Like, we understand on the football side of things how bad that's been forever. And up until recently, the Cavs without LeBron, you know, had been that. Now things have kind of changed there and tilted. But the Guardians, I was always going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I think that has come to a crashing halt with this team right now.
I want to get more of that coming up with Daryl at 8:22. Also, Matt Derry got very passionate on his podcast about it. I just got to come out and say it. He's calling for Paul Dolan to give up the franchise reins, and it's time to move on. I mean, he got that upset last night on his podcast. So we'll talk about that with Matt at 9:22. So what's the diabolical question? I've been waiting since yesterday, and I want to know.
Well, I thought about it just based on the outpouring of anguish and criticism that I'm seeing with the Guardians. And so I'm like, what better? Now, you might call it diabolical. You might call it summer hack. But I did have one question that I thought would get to the meat of this. What's the most embarrassing situation in Cleveland sports? The Guardians' payroll slashing it after the ALCS, that the Cavs couldn't get past the second round after having one of the most dominant regular seasons in Cleveland sports history, or that the Browns have spent more money than any team in the NFL since 2021, have one playoff win to show for their big playoff window. What's the most embarrassing of those three? I know my answer.
Judas Priest.
Can you give me those in a more abridged version?
Yeah. Guardians payroll.
Okay.
Cavs bowing out second round.
Yep.
Browns disaster.
Expensive disaster.
Yeah, expensive disaster. They spent more money than any team in the NFL since 2021. And they won three games last year.
Guardians payroll, you're saying? Okay.
What was
your answer?
What is the...
You're going to make me have to answer before
I didn't give it
yet.
I can answer it first.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
It's the Browns. I think it's definitely the Browns. I mean, the way that we celebrate, like...
But
every training camp every year, it's this celebration of how scary the Browns offense is going to be.
Damn minute. Isn't that every year? No, you got to look at this through the right color, man. You know some of that is tongue-in-cheek.
Best roster in the NFL.
Nobody's saying that this year.
I heard it four straight years that this is the best roster in the NFL.
Then this isn't that year because we are not calling it that this year. Now, are we? So you heard it for four straight years, and things are changing. Not for the better, but things are changing. So you didn't hear that then. And you know, Super Bowl Super Browns was born out of cynicism, buddy boy. That wasn't literal, as much as guys like to think it is and get crazy with us.
Right,
that
so,
was born
so
out
what's
of cynicism.
Your answer? What's your answer then?
I don't know, man. Getting called a bunch of soft children and being bounced out in the second round of the postseason and having everybody question your toughness and call you soft as grown men. That's pretty embarrassing. That's pretty embarrassing. Like the Brown situation, good.
I mean, all three are embarrassing.
All three aren't good.
Which is the most embarrassing.
But man, when you have Donovan Mitchell telling the media, Donovan Mitchell told the media to rip him. You know why? Because he's talking through the media. He's upset with them. He needs them to be tougher because Donovan's as tough as it gets. He wants them to be tougher. He knows that there's very little to do. When you got your own player basically telling the media, go ahead and rip him because he's talking through the media, that ain't unembarrassing. That's pretty damn embarrassing.
Now, I do have the excuse of the injuries. But how much of an excuse is
it? All right. That takes you only how far? I mean, Darius has a legitimate toe injury. All right, what's going on with Jared Allen? Was Jared Allen on an injured list in the postseason? Evan Mobley was out there with one leg, gutting it through. And by the way, if you were to look at these guys and like listen to them talk, wouldn't you think that Evan Mobley would be the guy who's always sitting in street clothes? Evan Mobley tried to gut it out, played his ass off as best he could, walking around on one leg trying to get it going. Meanwhile, it's all, I got Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye saying he got his ass whooped in the postseason. That ain't me. That's not big fat Kenny Carman talking to you. That's an NBA champion. An NBA veteran. Guy who, do they draw pensions in the NBA?
Pensions?
Like they do in the NFL. Mm. Do they get a pension in the NBA? I don't know. The guaranteed contracts, maybe they don't.
Right.
But that's a guy who made a lot of money in the NBA and does media, and he said he got his ass whooped. That's a quote. Brown's got their asses whooped plenty of times. I get that.
Owen?
But man, being called soft at that moment, that is tough.
Okay, so one vote Cavs, one vote Browns. Mitch, you're on deck. Owen?
They're all equally embarrassing.
Wait a second.
None is a good one. There's no good one.
The most embarrassing is that for three seasons in a row, you haven't made it past winning one game in the second round of the playoffs when you're supposed to be one of the top teams in the NBA. And then the most embarrassing thing of it all is that everyone wants to call in or defend. Let's not change anything. Let's just keep going. We've got a good roster. Everyone else lost their ACL.
Because there's not very many moves to make,
Owen. So now you're going to defend it?
I have
to. So now you're flip-flopping already?
I'm not flip-flopping. Wow. I didn't say Ken. It's embarrassing, but there's nothing I can do.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
Hey, you can hit all the buttons you want and make all the noises you want, but that's the truth of the matter. There's not much that they can do. I was sitting here saying I agreed with him about LeBron James, even though that's not a realistic premise, which is probably another embarrassing thing. I got to wait for the old man to come back and bail us out again.
So you just want to go get embarrassed again.
There's nothing they can legitimately do except for rubbing their nose in their problem.
Thing, Anthony, to your embarrassment list.
As a
and
fourth?
It's the way
Why
that Ken Carmen flip-flops
on Don't you rip me. I didn't flip-flop on anything. Why are you ripping me for this? I didn't flip-flop on a damn thing.
It's time to stand up, Ken, and stand behind what you
oh,
say.
Oh, kiss my ass.
And
I didn't flip-flop on anything.
You can't say it's the most embarrassing and the next
yes,
minute
Yes, I can. Yes, I
it's
can.
It's not fair, though.
Yes,
Why
I can.
So bad at
because
them?
Donovan knows that there's no moves that they can make. So Donovan went out there and told the media to rip him. So guess what? I'm going to do as Donovan tells me, and I'm going to go out there and rip him and call him soft and say it's the most embarrassing of the three problems. The payroll's a
and
payroll.
And you want to keep the embarrassment coming.
I don't want to keep the embarrassment coming. There's nothing I can realistically do other than call
Ken,
them
you
soft.
You got the loudest voice in the city. What are you talking about?
But there, nothing oh, you can do. I can tell all the people to call them soft out there in the line at Starbucks. Do you want me to do that?
Yes, I
really
do.
No, I do not want yes. people...
They're a soft-ass team, Ken, and
I
they play
not,
like soft-ass team.
But you understand, I don't want people harassing them in public. That's not the right thing to tell
they
people to
Cleveland
do.
They aren't in Cleveland right now.
But if
it's
you're at a basketball game, if you're at a basketball game in Cleveland, no, the hell, who? We got, who the hell is working out in Cleveland right now? Mitch, you're listening.
Man, he's such an impactful guy that you don't even know who he is.
The hell? Oh, who, Kuminga?
Yeah, Jonathan Kuminga's working
oh,
out here.
Oh, wow. Jonathan Kuminga's
that's working on
here. Us, huh?
They're working. I'm just.
Wow.
I'm not. You said
wow,
there's no
Ken.
Basketball players in Cleveland in
wow,
June.
Ken.
There are basketball players in Cleveland in June. So
there's
you are
Donovan
wrong.
Mitchell.
I don't know
there's
where
Darius
he is. Garland. I
don't
got to worry about Donovan.
There's Jared Allen.
I don't got to worry
there's
about
Evan
Donovan.
Mobley.
I think Evan Mobley's
there's
working.
Sam Merrill.
Evan Mobley's working out with LeBron right now.
Got the new four-year contract.
You saw that picture.
Where's
yeah.
Lonzo Ball?
I know where
haven't
these guys
seen his ass in town at all.
Lonzo is, I would imagine he's somewhere in the Alps getting some stem cells done. Peyton Manning style.
Entire knee replacement. Mitch, before we go to the phones, I know we got Daryl coming up too.
Yeah.
Which one's most embarrassing?
I think the Guardian situation is most embarrassing right now because the other two teams are actually trying to win.
So we got three people and you agreed with me?
I agreed with you and we fought.
That's normally how it
but
works.
Four
on this
people
show.
And three different answers.
Yeah.
What do you think Daryl's going to say? He's going to say, Cleveland lawmakers, Cleveland politicians.
That's what he's going to say. That's exactly what he's going to say. These city councilmen.
And we're just getting started.
Bemoaning all this, the mayor talking tough. Ronayne, even though, hey, you took pictures with him, Daryl.
Yeah, I thought they were best friends.
Tough talking Daryl, you want to call me out? Tough talking Daryl's taking pictures with Chris Ronayne.
For a day.
Is that the most embarrassing?
I think we found our answer. We're going to beat up and team up on Daryl. We're going to bully him.
There we go.
Because it works in 2025. Lyman had a diabolical question. Now, we got a lot of other things to get to, but Lyman had a diabolical question. Which one was the most embarrassing? And say it again.
Yeah, slashing payroll after the ALCS run, Cavaliers bowing out again in the second round, or the Browns spending the most amount of money of any team in the NFL since 2021 and having nothing to show for it.
Well, I mean, it's a mixed bag with who the Guardians let go of. Think about that. The Cavs, again, they're right up against it with what they can do because of the second apron. And the Browns, I mean, if you take out Deshaun Watson's contract, Myles Garrett can't say he's not worth what he's paid. Denzel Ward, worth every penny. Every penny.
Currently pull up.
Jerry Jeudy, great contract.
The Guardians are leading the pack right now, 47%.
That's because it's June 30th.
Correct.
Had you done this poll the day after the Cavs got
Correct.
Eliminated?
It would be 90% the Cavaliers.
If you did this poll the Monday after the yep. Browns got hammered yep. by the Dallas Cowboys.
It'd be 90% yep. the Browns.
Right, that's true.
Let's bring
that's
in Daryl. Daryl's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers.
He's 90% with us.
Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
All right, which one of those scenarios, I know you were listening, which one was the most embarrassing?
I'd have to say the Browns spending boatloads of cash to lose a lot of games.
Went to the playoffs last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, they still lost a lot of games, Ken.
Well, they did, but they still went to the playoffs 2 years ago. If they
Two
go to the playoffs
five
this
years.
Year, wait a minute. No, they're not going to the playoffs this year. Okay, yeah, they're nowhere near the Guardians or Cavs. Okay, fair. Fine. Boy, that's a hell of a question you asked over there, Tone.
Diabolical.
It's diabolical. You know what that should have been saved for? I wish, damn it.
2 second trivia?
No, oh. I wish you would have told me because then I could have went, no, let's save it in case things go off the rails during coming in hot. Because that's the type of question I go, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you guys.
Well, this is how diabolical it is. We'll just do it then, too.
Fair point. Now, I can think of something worse. I got to think of it, though. I can think of real bad, terrible, mean-spirited questions for coming in hot if it goes off the rails. Daryl, you're a mean-spirited person. First, we're going to get to
the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, Sam. We're going to get to the stadium finance stuff here in a second because, you know, Mike DeWine's got to sign something today. But you also have a Guardians team right now that looks listless. I know that you and Nick were hot about it yesterday. Your thoughts right now on the current state of the Guardians and whether or not we should be raising the white flag on them.
I don't know if we should be raising the white flag, but they ought to be getting these kids up from AAA. And they should at least... Okay, so if you have log jams right now and you can't ensure that they're going to come up and get regular at-bats or regular playing time, then you need to start paving the way for that. Get Carlos Santana traded. Don't wait to the trade deadline. But they've got to clear the path to get these kids up from AAA. I don't think that there's anything else for these guys to do down there. Get them up here and, you know, see if they can inject a little life into this team. I never want to say it can't get worse because, as we know, it could always get worse. But, I mean, this was historically an awful month for them. They hit like 206 and went 9-16.
It's
awful. So, and then when they do actually put some runs on the board, like Saturday, right? They score 6 runs, but then the pitching implodes. They just can't really seem to put much of anything together. I never thought that they were serious contenders for much of anything this year. I still don't believe that to be the case. That's why I'm really not all up in arms at the current state of affairs. It's kind of what I expected.
Shouldn't you be up in arms, though, if they're coming off an ALCS and you never expected them to be anything?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they didn't do anything. What did they do in the offseason?
The point. That's the reason why I think people think you should be up in arms, though.
Yeah, I mean, but this is historically what they do. They rarely go for it. And I think that's the frustrating thing if you're a Guardians fan. They have these plans for sustained success, and of the three teams in town, they have had the most sustained success since 1994. But, you know, in this modern economics of baseball, where, you know, they did get crippled by the TV deal, but that's not an excuse either. You got to go for it when the getting's good. And the fact that you were 3 wins away from getting back to the World Series and then your big offseason moves were basically to dump future salary to protect your bottom line in the future, maybe not so much for this season, but in future years. And again, all justifiable. But fans look at that and they just say they're just not serious about winning. And so it's no surprise that they're not winning and that they're hovering around. Now they're below 500.
That's why, and I'll tell you what, that's got to be the difference here. Because I think that Paul Dolan is a good owner. Hold on. Let me finish the sentence for you guys all cuss me out or switch the station. He's a good owner. He's a good steward of business for his baseball team, right? But with the other two, and this is why the embarrassment thing is going the Guardians' way, partially because it is June 30th. The other two... You can't say that they ain't trying to win with what they spend. You cannot say, you can say they're doing it the wrong way, the Browns, maybe the Cavs, we'll see how this all goes. But you can't say that, hey, these guys, they could spend more. Oh, no, that's there. They're doing everything they can within their bank accounts to try to produce a winner.
Yep.
It's just maybe not the right decisions, as we see with the quarterback who, according to Mary Kay Cabot, might be coming back and practicing in October. But that's a... conversation for another day. Tone, take it away.
Daryl, how do they get back in the good graces of fans? Is it only calling the kids up and having those kids be good? Is that the only formula for fans to get back on track here?
Well, they're still going to the ballpark. But yeah, I think right now you got to get the kids up.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
You got to try something. I mean, Stephen Vogt talking about, hey, you know, we're trying to remain consistent in our approach and things like, look, the consistency in your approach is not working. It is not producing results. It is time to shake something up. And so, you know, when you get to that point, their only option is not to trade for high-priced talent. It's to look within and see if Kafis and DeLauder and some of these other kids can come up here and do it at the big league level. You know, John Kenzie Noel, you know, we all believed that he was going to have a breakout year after what we saw from him last year. Unfortunately, that hasn't materialized. You know, they brought up Will Wilson for a while and he couldn't do much. And then he also goes back to AAA and then all of a sudden he starts hitting again. You know, so I don't know if they're just overly cautious, if they're afraid to bring these guys up because, you know, they might not start off hot or they're afraid that they'd have to send them back down to Columbus. Whatever the reason is, it doesn't matter. But right now, I can understand why they're not doing it because you can't get these guys regular playing time. So they've got to get things set up roster-wise so that when you bring these kids up, you can commit to them and give them the playing time. Because bringing them up and just playing them once or twice a week, that doesn't cut it. They need to play every single day if possible.
Agree with you on that one. Daryl Rutter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Will we be officially on our way to a new stadium tomorrow morning?
I anticipate that we should be. The governor's expected to sign the budget at some point today. My understanding is he's still combing through the thousands of pages of documentation there. But my expectation is that he will not line item veto the stadium funding and the syntax permissive for an increase so that the county would be allowed to put that back on the ballot this fall.
So, Daryl, he's gonna flip flop on what he has said publicly multiple times about not using the funding method right now, the bonds that are set up.
Well, there are no bonds set up. They went with the Senate plan to go with the escheatment from the unclaimed property fund.
Yeah, but he wanted the money used from the gambling, right? Didn't he say that publicly?
Yep, and then the House wanted bonds. And nobody wants to pass a tax increase, and nobody, wants to, use bonds because then you're, accused of stealing from other programs. So they found this way. They have all this money, billions and billions, almost $5 billion in unclaimed funds, and they're going to tap about $1.7 billion of that to create this sports and culture facility fund so that they can take care of the Browns, the Bengals, the Reds, the Blue Jackets, all the pro teams in the state that keep coming back to Columbus for state assistance for their stadium and ballpark and arena projects.
So is this cause for celebration when this move becomes final?
Well, it depends how you feel about it. I'm sure our neighbor to the west of us there are not going to be celebrating anything. Chris Renane staunchly opposed to this. I don't know how Justin Bibb is going to react. I've never been sold that Justin Bibb really, truly wanted or cared all that much about keeping the Browns on the lakefront. But for appearances' sake, he has done everything to show that he's tried to do that. The lawsuit with the modification of the Modell law, that lawsuit will go bye-bye. Because the language will be changed, and so the door is open for them to leave downtown. But yeah, not everyone's going to celebrate, but at 76 La Groza Boulevard, they're going to be pretty happy once that gets signed off on.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, your thoughts on the Cavaliers possibly bringing back LeBron James?
It's never going to happen. Like they have to trade. Okay. They have to trade half
That's
the
true.
Team.
That's true. Okay.
Half the team.
Yeah, you got to trade Jared Allen. You got to trade Darius Garland. You got to trade a couple other guys to get under the apron. Then you can trade for LeBron. You're going to blow up the team to bring him back. Like I think that kind of defeats the purpose, right? If it was a situation
having a guy that was second team All NBA last year showed no signs of deterioration at all. Like has this. Played in actually more games the last 2 years than every other Cavalier, with the exception of Jared Allen. You're telling me that doesn't help their playoff chances?
That's not what I'm saying, Anthony. I'm just talking about the practical mechanisms of actually making it happen. It is going to be very, very difficult for the Cavs to bring back LeBron, especially after he's decided to pick up the player option for $52.6 million. Okay, there would be a tremendous amount of salary clearing and getting under the aprons before they can do that. And again, it's not about whether I think LeBron can help. Of course, if he came back, I think the Cavs would certainly increase their title chances. But I'm being practical and realistic about the situation. I just don't see a universe where this actually happens.
So you believe if it were possible, you would bring him back?
Yes. Okay. Okay. I'm not against it. I'm just trying to live in reality, and I'm not going to gas fans up on the possibility of bringing LeBron back when I don't think it's all that much of a possibility.
I just like Daryl finding out kind of where people are on the whole, do we just run it back because the East is wide open? Because doesn't, to me, get them really that much closer to winning a championship, unless
they got to shake something up this offseason. They've got to do something. You can't run it back for a third straight year when you have the same problem three straight playoffs. The other thing here too is, which is really interesting.
Well, that'd be a hell of a shakeup, though, Daryl.
Yeah,
I don't know of any other realistic moves that they can make, and I know that that's not realistic. But if you want realistic moves, what else? What is there?
Yeah,
they got to do something, but we don't know what they're going to do. We don't know what they should do.
I will say this. Kobe Altman moves in silence when it comes to like the big moves. Usually when he makes a big move, it comes out of nowhere and everyone's like, whoa, where did that come from? Right? You don't have any of these leaks of the Cavs are interested in doing this, that, and the other. It just typically happens. But I don't know if you guys heard, I think Donovan Mitchell with Taylor Rooks where he just on Bleacher Report.
We played
he,
the audio today, yeah.
Yeah, where he's just like, yeah, we kind of want to do it our own way. We're not the Bron and Kyrie Cavaliers. We're going to do this thing our way. The problem with doing it their way right now, first of all, you need LeBron. If you can get him, you do need him. But also, too, your way's not working. It's not working. It's getting you through the regular season. It's positioning for the playoffs. But come postseason, it's not working. Like, they've got to shake something up that's going to help them in the playoffs. You know, I know some fans are upset. They're probably not bringing back Ty Jerome. Well, Ty Jerome didn't do a lot in the playoffs. Got help him get 64 wins, sure. Didn't do a lot in the playoffs. So that's the challenge for Kobe Altman, is to figure out ways to, whether it's through the veteran minimums, whether it's through a trade, whether it's Garland or Jared Allen. The challenge for Kobe Altman is to make this a better playoff.
I think if they would have made it to the NBA Finals this year, you'd have an argument.
When they bounce in the second round, has with that,
and I'm hearing about
second apron.
Player option coming up.
Cavs would have a better chance to win.
It changes everything. You got a 2-year window. You had your chance. What are they building?
What will actually happen?
Second round exit team.
Daryl, you're a sensational person. We thank you very much for the time.
I'm sorry.
Have a great week,
you're
guys.
You're the one who came after me to talk tougher about him, so I'll talk tougher about him.
That's what I don't understand by what you're saying here. You've said both things this hour about how you don't want them to change what they're doing, but they have to change something?
No. You made me out to sound like Daryl last segment. I'm not doing what Daryl said.
You keep saying you're not doing that, but then you keep doing it.
The question is, would you take LeBron? The answer is yes. But there's a realistic part of this where you're not going to get LeBron, and there's very unrealistic possibilities of just about anybody else. So what else can you do? So the only recourse I have is to either try to talk LeBron.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
...on into existence, which isn't going to happen, or it's try to run it back with this, knowing that, hey, they need to be called out because they're a second-round team right now.
You're asking me to look over to the left when I'm trying to get you to look straight ahead.
No, I'm looking straight ahead.
This hour started with what was the most embarrassing thing, right? And you said that the Cavs were the most embarrassing thing out of the three teams, right?
Yes.
My explanation why I agreed with you was that not only have they been bounced twice in the second round with one win, but they aren't doing anything to change the roster.
because there's nothing they can do. There's what can they do? I asked Daryl. Daryl gives me no answer. I'm asking you. You can give me no answer. I can't give an answer.
Well, if they were truly willing to trade Darius Garland, then you've got potential ways to do that.
They have four guys that they could trade that would really net something back. And I'm not saying that I don't want them to trade Evan Mobley or Donovan Mitchell. They can trade everyone else.
We went from trading Darius, hypothetically here, and this one was realistic actually, trading Darius Garland for Drew Holiday to Darius Garland and players X, Y, and Z for LeBron. Only one of those things are realistic. I'm not trading Darius Garland for 35-year-old journeyman. So that's where it is. I'm not
even if it's a 2-year window
for Drew Holiday for a player like him.
No, you're bringing up Drew Holiday now. No, that's dead. That's dead anyway. Who cares about that?
Okay,
so we're moving on.
Well, you don't know if Drew Holiday could. Hold on, Drew Holiday at his age and with what the Blazers are doing could very well not.
You're just bringing up other things so that you don't. I don't have an answer either.
You're getting emotional and calling me out over something that I've been very clear about here over the last hour.
I'm actually not emotional at all, Ken.
You're trying to get me going on something that you don't really need to get me going on. I think I've been very clear, not just this last hour, whenever it's been brought up over the entire show.
I don't think you've been clear at all.
I think I've been absolutely clear. He's the one who's supposed to challenge me on these things, and he hasn't challenged me on anything.
Well, I'm not allowed to challenge you.
You can challenge me on this, but he's the one who's supposed to do it first.
See you later. See you at 10.
Okay, you can get as mad as you want, but that's the case.
Well, the one thing that is kind of unclear is who started the phone calls when it came to the Kevin Durant situation.
Yeah.
Like, there's been some conflicting reporting there on whether or not, you know, the Cavs were calling the Suns or the Suns were calling the Cavs. So, in either way, we do know that it was a moot point because Kevin Durant didn't want to come here, and he had that power because of the situation with his, mm-hmm. you know, contract. And I'm just wondering, like, this continual discussion about whether or not, you know, this team can pivot from who they are, their identity. To me, their identity is awesome, fun, regular season team that right now I'd bet against in the playoffs. And it sucks to say that. It sucks. And I'm just trying to think about what would make me start to want to bet on them. Like, we had Danny Cunningham on earlier. And I know when we've talked to Danny, he's like, all right, Cavs are number one in the East. And then it's any combination of Knicks, Orlando. And I agree with him in the regular season. In the playoffs, I got to say I'd pick the Knicks to beat us in a series. I would. I would. And probably, honestly, we'll see how Desmond Bane fits in with them. I think on paper it's a perfect fit, but you never know until you actually play the games. I'd probably, if Orlando was healthy, I'd probably side and have a close series with Orlando. Because I don't trust anybody outside of Donovan Mitchell right now. I don't. And I think Banchero's getting better and better every single time I see him. Jalen Suggs is a warrior. I don't know how, like, would Darius be able to get a shot off against him?
Well, this is my frustration, though.
They just added a shooter that's actually had a better career shooting the basketball than Darius Garland.
So you would say they would be the favorites in the East, the overall favorites in the East, if what?
No, I think they are the favorites in the East in the regular season.
Okay.
Right now, actually, Vegas has them as the favorites overall to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They would not be my favorites. I'd have to see a totally different team next year when it comes to it's Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley, and right now I've told you, I think the two guards have gotten in the way of Evan's development. I think if he were on another team and he got more shot attempts, I've told you, I think the playoffs last year were a clear indication of one of the problems to get to Evan's goal of taking another step forward offensively, and that is, I mean, Darius Garland injured Darius. We all say injured Darius, right? That's mm-hmm. the excuse, injured. And I agree. Yeah. He was not the same player. Still took more shots than Evan Mobley. That's a problem. And yes, I put a lot of that on Darius. I think he was taking shots. I don't see how Evan is going to get better offensively and become that unicorn offensively.
Well, until Shams Charania comes up with or tweets out that there are talks, there is just so many things right now that just feel unrealistic. So the only thing I can try to do right now is to shame them because I don't want to give up Darius Garland for 35-year-old journeyman. Okay? So my voice almost broke there. If there's a move to make, like they are proven to be in, whatever that means for Kevin Durant, which is not even a starter because of the ownership. If LeBron were actually available, I'm sure that they would be interested in LeBron. But that is the type of player that we are talking about here. Because I don't think Drew Holiday is going to, he would be a net plus. Guys like him would be a plus. But I don't think they're going to take you where you need to go. Because right now, it's all in. It's all in for a finals. Not to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's all in for a finals. So if there is another move to make, I don't know what that move is. If there's another move to make, it has to be a move where if you were to bring it up, it would sound pie in the sky. That's why we spent 2 days on freaking Giannis Antetokounmpo because of that. These are the moves that, as of right now, guys driving down 480, guys driving up 77, wherever they're at, would go, that's not even realistic. Well, I have to have the realistic conversation about something that's a complete fantasy because that's where you're at. That's where you're stuck. You are stuck with the team you have. And they're a great regular season team. It's fun to be stuck with. But if you're telling me that the Magic are going to pass us up and that the Knicks, who already passed us up once and then kind of seemed like they fell behind, they're going to pass us up when I don't know who the hell they're interviewing for their head coaching job anymore. I mean, it's gone on for weeks now. If they're passing us up, then really, what are we clinging to? The guy who called into coming in hot, what's he clinging to? What are we holding on to if all these teams, if you're right and all these teams are passing us up? So the whole thing about LeBron, if you're telling me that the Magic are passing us up, which they're getting better certainly, and that the Knicks have passed you up again, well, it's just a matter of time before another team does. So why wouldn't you just go for the gusto with the 40-year-old grand old man who has bailed us out a time or two in the past but would have to bail us out again? The only thing I could hope for is that because Donovan is so much younger, that you could play it around Donovan. But then we'd be spending our time going, well, you really need to develop Evan.
I'd be careful about that. I will say I'd be careful about that. Just the way that Donovan Mitchell plays, it reminds me so much of D-Wade. And Dwayne Wade started, I wouldn't say falling off a cliff, but his game had to change dramatically right around this time that Donovan is. That is one thing you got to be...
Now he's telling us that our best player is going to fall apart soon.
It's just something to what?
He's calling me out for this?
No, but it's just that I've been pretty consistent on this.
I'm talking to Owen.
It's that...
We aren't talking to each other for an hour and 5 minutes.
Evan Mobley has to be... The best chance for this team to win a championship is Evan Mobley, you know, taking that huge leap and being the best player on this team. Because Donovan, I've watched him put the team on his back in the playoffs. I mean, this is every year. And the last 2 years, he has been on fumes. How much more can you ask of him?
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.